Blog Talk Radio.
Race fans, it's Checkers the Wrecker Show on the Speedway Anywhere podcast. Maybe tonight it's Checkers the Wreckers plus Peckers, and not the kind you're thinking of. I am really wiped out from hanging out on the farm, and yes, there was definitely some Peckers. Enough of cheap jokes. It's about all I got. blogtalkradio.com/SpeedwayAnywhere. As well as in-studio live feed on Facebook Live on facebook.com/SpeedwayAnywhere. Actually, I'm only on my own page tonight, so not over on the homepage. Add yourself to our page, though, and follow the show for updates and speed bits throughout the week and the weekend as well. Speedway Anywhere, your all-inclusive motorsports show, and maybe some multi-sports too. I keep on saying maybe, but the truth is we always do some multi-sports. Can't avoid it. You can also call in 917-889-2053 during the live show and interact on Facebook Live on the live show frame on the right side. Again, that's 917-889-2053. We're typically live every Monday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time. I'm your crew chief Q. Captain Kurt will be joining in as well in a little while. It's Monday, June 17th. I got that right, didn't I? I think I got that. I got that right. Time to break down some juicy news and get caught up, because there was a lot that transpired this weekend. We, even though we didn't have a cup race, it didn't matter. It, things went, a little haywire for, certain someone and someone's and another someone, by the way. So, the most controversy came in the NASCAR Gander Truck Series, and a lot wasn't just one incident. Before Ross Chastain crossed the finish line, then was stripped of his win, Johnny Sauter and Austin Hill stirred the pot, stirred it up a lot, with Sauter ending up parked and done for the day. Sauter, how do I put this the best? Sauter got into the back of Austin Hill under green. This set off a chain reaction of paybacks when Austin Hill got into Sauter for a payback. He spun Sauter and got the Sauter got the wall, which brought out a caution. During the yellow, the caution, Sauter blatantly took out Hill and NASCAR promptly parked the number 13 of Sauter. Now, I got to say, I'm a little disappointed in the fact that NASCAR only took action on Sauter. Because under Green, well, let me stick to my notes. Otherwise, I'm going to end up repeating myself. All right. So Sauter got in the back of Austin Hill under Green, set off chain reaction paybacks, and NASCAR promptly parked the 13 of Sauter when Sauter decided to take out Austin Hill under caution. Austin Hill was allowed to continue, and I'm not sure if I agree, because although Hill did it under Green, it was obviously intentional when he did. And Hill also said in a post-race interview that this may have something to do with an incident last week at Texas between him and Sauter. So I think these guys went into the race with intentions. It's all speculative, but I do, however, wonder if both drivers feel they had nothing to lose, as both are the drivers in the truck series with a win you're in locked for the championship chase in September. If they're going to treat their season like that, you know, when it's like, I don't care. I'm already headed for the championship. I don't agree with that. And also, like I said, I don't agree that NASCAR should have only taken action at Sauter and not Austin Hill as well, because it was a payback, blatant payback. So no word yet on further penalties to either driver. Now, we've added Brett Moffitt to that list of winners. That, however, isn't without controversy. The further news, it was a great feel-good story as Ross Chastain, who needs a win probably more than anyone in the truck series due to him changing his point status to the trucks before a previous race at Texas. He won the first stage at Iowa, then crossed the checkers in the lead at Iowa. Problem is, Chastain's truck did not pass inspection and was stripped of his win, handing the win down to second place finisher Brett Moffitt. This is a first, just like Chastain's point status changing. And oh my God, I wish I had more time to prep for this today. Like I said, I've spent the entire yesterday out on the farm with my daughter, and her fiance, who took me to the farm for a little bit of R&R for Father's Day. So, but yeah, Chastain's number 44 didn't meet the height requirements, and he was relegated to last place. And I remember hearing something that includes all bonus points, including the bonus $50,000 that were handed over from the Truck Series Challenge, the bonus cash, the something like that. Anyone want to help me out? 917-889-2053. I'll be on for at least another hour. And then, but I think that this means every point, every payout, every whatever for Ross Chastain. Let's see, back to the... So, here's something interesting, though. Brett Moffitt, who was winless, also needed a win to guarantee a spot in the chase. So, at this point, Moffitt does have a win and a lock for the showdown championship chase in September. Keep in mind that Chastain's team has the right to appeal if, and it's a long shot, but if the team, if their appeal goes through, this would mean Chastain takes back his win and Moffitt loses his. So there's a lot of scenarios. I put loot of scenarios. I suppose that's accurate too. A lot of scenarios, loot of scenarios that could happen if there's even a partial approval of the appeal. But let's wait till Thursday's show to get up to date on that. Meanwhile, for now, it's Moffitt joining the circle of when you're in for drivers in the Truck Series. Now, there is an appeal profit. I read that wrong. The PR process and the MOFFID kind of ran together on the screen. So NASCAR makes a decision, team appeals it, and then the team can also appeal further for the team to, this goes to a commissioner of sorts, and the appeal can either be overturned or you can have more penalties assessed when it goes that far. I don't like that. I believe that him being Ross Chastain and his team being stripped of a win is enough. His loss of the bonus money and whatnot is enough. But meanwhile, we'll see. We'll get to more of that on Thursday's show. Excuse me. And so for now, this is the win you're in for Brett Moffitt, with the win being handed down to him. Trucks, by the way, are now 10 races into their 2019 season, with only 6 races left before the chase begins at Bristol? Yes, Bristol on August 15th. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. It's all coming down on Thursday. Let's see. Trucks, by the way. Oh, yeah. A wild card in that 6 races leading up to the chase is Eldora. Eldora Dirt Track, probably the most popular truck race of the year, and it could be top 5 in my book as far as the races go, between Cup, Xfinity, and the trucks, but only the trucks run on the dirt at Eldora. So that one's going to be a wild card, because the flip to that is some points really change hands. And then I remember Bubba Wallace, I remember Matt Crafton, I remember guys who were nervous to race on dirt, and then I remember dirt drivers that only ran that one race at Eldora in the Truck Series, one being Scott Blomquist did not do so well there, and I think he finished dead last in the main. So different levels of experience on dirt, anything can happen there. So the Xfinity Series also ran at Iowa along with the trucks. By the way, I didn't mention the trucks were rain postponed from Saturday and ran a doubleheader with the Xfinity Series on Sunday. Once again, if you want to weigh on some of these topics as far as the Johnny Sauter and Austin Hill incident, 917-889-2053. I'd love to discuss some of that with y'all. So for the second NASCAR event Sunday, it was a more drama-free event, I guess is what I call it, than the opening Truck Series race that day. By the way, not one Cup driver showed up at Iowa. That's rare when the Cup Series has the weekend off. They usually come in and steal the win away. And that was the 14th race for the Xfinity Series, and they have 12 more before their chase begins, September 20th at Richmond. I think I might have got that wrong. They might only have 10. I don't know. We'll see. IndyCar also had the weekend off too, just like the Cup Series. NHRA ran at Bristol for their 11th event too. By the way, not NHRA on the oval, obviously. It was Thunder Valley, the drag track there at beautiful facility in Bristol, Tennessee, right across the parking lot, I believe, from Speedway. We're going to break, come back with some more stats from the weekend, and as well as more from regional racing. Speaking of regional racing, I got to finally see Ogilvy Speedway yesterday. And I think I'm going to be spending a little bit of time there, if not a lot bit. It's right by my daughter's place. And I was impressed. I really was. It's a lot more professional and a lot better put together than any backwoods dirt track. And it's definitely not backwoods. So I'm going to cut to bumper music. And when we get back, we'll start covering a little more in depth and a little more breakdown of how everything came out at Iowa, at Bristol, and then what else do we got? ARCA at Madison, and well, and more. Hate it when I miss my bumper button.
Today I've been watching NASCAR and drinking beer. That's your favorite sport. Yeah, NASCAR is too. You know, NASCAR is very hot right now. Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR. Well, Sweet Daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle. Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered.
Whew. You can tell it was a tired day for me. Xfinity Series. They ran the second race yesterday, the doubleheader at Iowa. We're going to start with the Xfinity Series as the Cup boys were off for Father's Day. You say they would run a race on that day. I don't know why they chose that, but whatever. Christopher Bell dominated. Big surprise. Well, winning both stages and got the checkers. Cole Custer made him work for it. And the other of the big three, Tyler Reddick, could only get up to 15th at the end. Harrison Burton, Jeff Burton's son, got his best finish in the Xfinity Series, but it was Bell getting max points, taking both stages and the top spot as the only driver with four wins now in 2019. It was 3-3-3 of the big three. Got to remember that Bell also got seven wins in 2019. Trying to remember who else did. Was it Allgaier? Not quite sure. But he came up short in the finale at Miami, where contender Tyler Reddick got the championship. So the finish at Iowa was first to Christopher Bell. Second went to another of the big three, Cole Custer. Justin Allgaier, who is quite the bridesmaid when it comes to finishes, hasn't won yet and finished third. The reason I say that is that he just isn't looking good enough to make the final four going into Miami. Needless to say, win the championship, by the way, even if he did make the final four. I could be convinced otherwise, but we'll see. But I didn't feel like Reddick was the guy last year either. And he got the job done and took the championship at Miami. So anything's possible. And a lot of people keep on saying it's still early. Well, yeah, to me, it's more like time could run out really fast. Harrison Burton, Truck Series regular, got his highest finish in fourth for the Truck Series. And Zane Smith, ARCA standout, was there in fifth as well. So we'll see. You know, Reddick could go back-to-back with championships, even though, you know, finishes in and out and of the top guys in the Xfinity Series. So yeah, anyways, points as of Iowa. Christopher Bell with four wins. Cole Custer with three. Now, keep in mind, Cole Custer did not pull off a win until late in the year. So, and he only had one going into the finale at Miami. So, Tyler Reddick has three so far as well. So, that's 10 of the 14 races in Xfinity between Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, and Tyler Reddick. Kyle Busch, he makes up for all the bushwhacking that he's done throughout the year. We won't be seeing him again in the Xfinity Series as he's only allowed to run five in the Xfinity Series due to the fact that he is a Cup Series regular. And then, of course, we have Michael Annette, who was the winner at the beginning of the year in the 300 at Daytona. So there's your win year ends for this far for the championship chase. Sans Busch doesn't qualify. Points outside of the winners, Justin Allgaier, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, John Hunter Nemechek, Noah Gregson, Justin Haley, Ryan Sieg, Brandon Jones would round out the top 12 eligible drivers, which is how big the field is for the... I got a message coming in just a second. That'd be the top 12 eligible drivers if the chase began today, tomorrow, next week, whatever. Whatever race going into it. Noah Gregson has made up a little ground recently with a second at Michigan and then another sixth at Iowa yesterday. But once again, my most impressive stat, that's what I get for reading, no Cup drivers in the field at Iowa for the Truck Series, for the Xfinity Series. We need more of that. Xfinity Series will return at Chicago in less than 2 weeks, I think. Yes, less than 2 weeks. It's pretty much the opener for the 4th of July. I think there's a few other series that will be coming on that Friday or that Saturday, the Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. And then, of course, 4th of July falling in an odd spot. And there will be a lot of cool events going on, including the Final Firecracker 400, by the way, as far as we know. It's in case you haven't heard, the Brickyard 400 will be the event on the 4th of July weekend next year, and the Daytona 400 will move to the final race of the Cup season in September before the championship chase takes off. A lot to talk about on that, and I mean, some agree, some disagree. I have no feelings on it because the thing that made Daytona famous is the 500. So if anyone wants to get bent out of shape about the Daytona 500, Daytona 400 not being on the season during 4th of July weekend, I'll get over it. Can everyone else get over it? Let's see. Holy freaking heartburn. Maybe Kurt can help me through this as I read through the Truck Series.
Absolutely not.
I am going to fill you in on some news, and I doubt if you've heard it because you haven't brought it up to me. You hear about Chastain this weekend?
No, because I had a great weekend with what I've been going through, so my mind is on. So.
Okay. Well, here's the relevant news here. Ross Chastain won at Iowa in the Truck Series yesterday. Isn't that great?
Where did Sauter finish?
There's more news on it. See, this is why you need to listen to the beginning of the show. But I'm going to give you the Chastain news. You know how he just changed his point status going to... the Truck Series. Now, he had a very limited window to proceed to get into the championship in September. Ross Chastain won the race yesterday, a much needed win, but guess what? He failed inspection. you know about his hard luck in the off season.
Yeah.
Now he, failed inspection, so he was stripped of the win. He was stripped of his bonus points. He was stripped of the bonus money from the $50,000 truck challenge. And I have no idea what this will mean as far as anything else on his season. So I already talked about a million times about him being the squirrel that just can't get his nut. And now this. Here comes this. The second race into the Truck Series points, as far as that goes, he's got six races to make something happen to get up to at least 20th in points and put up a win if he's going to validate this Truck Series points change. Hmm. Now, on top of that, you brought up Sauter. Sauter got into the back of Austin Hill. I just went through all this earlier. Sauter got back into the back of Austin Hill under green, by the way. Under green. You got to think about this. Austin Hill under green completely wiped out Sauter. So Sauter got completely wiped out under green. And then the yellow came out because of what Austin Hill did at Sauter. Well, Sauter decided he was going to pay Austin Hill back under caution. NASCAR immediately parked him.
Hmm.
I don't think I agree because they, Austin Hill blatantly paid back Sauter under green. Just because it was under green. Have I said that enough? Yeah, that's a tough one. I know it's a safety thing, and the last time that I saw somebody do something so blatant, it was Kyle Busch at Charlotte in the Truck Series. I think it was Charlotte. I believe it was Charlotte. He decided to get into the back of Ron Hornaday and push and push and push and make sure that Ron Hornaday's truck would not continue to race that night. So, and then, so NASCAR's response to that was that Kyle Busch, even though it was in the Truck Series, you know what they did? They parked him for the Cup race. Yeah, I don't know. So pretty much said all there is to say about hard luck, you know, the squirrel chasing the nut, Chastain stripped of his win after making the change to Truck Series points, stripped of his sponsor in the off season that was the IT car. The guy can't catch a break. Apparently his truck didn't meet the ride height and whatever. But let's let the appeal do its job. Let the appeal work itself out. And like I said earlier in the show, it almost never goes to the driver. I can't think of really any time where the appeal overturned the judgment. So, at the end, for now, Brett Moffitt was awarded the win, and finishing order was bumped up each spot. So, you know, two moved to one, three moved to two, four moved to three, etc. Not sure if that means stage points as well, though. Wait and see on that. I'll have to do some digging. So first went to Brett Moffitt, giving him his first win of 2019. And then second to Ben Rhodes, Harrison Burton, pulling double duty for the day. He ended up third in the truck race. And then Grant Enfinger took fourth. And Stuart Friesen rounding out the top five, all because the winner was stripped of the win. Points pending appeals of Chastain, and then, of course, Johnny Sauter, too. We'll see how that goes. And then Austin Hill, too, could be penalized, even though he was not black flagged in part. Could have possible penalties. Johnny Sauter, Austin Hill, and Brett Moffitt all with one win for a lock to the win you're in for the chase. Enfinger, Matt Crafton, Stuart Friesen, Ben Rhodes, Harrison Burton would all be in the chase based on points at right now for the top eight spots if the chase began. Trucks head to Gateway this Saturday, June 22nd, for a night race. We'll be paying close attention to the backlash as far as penalties at Iowa. I was going to bring up something here. Harrison Burton in the non-drama race, the Xfinity Series, he got a fourth place finish. So that was highest finish in the Xfinity Series. I know that as a regular in the truck series, he typically pulls off some pretty strong finishes and then has a ton of stage points. Where are we at? I'm going to hit bumper because I got to answer something here, and then we'll be right back. And that fan is killing me, by the way. Let's cover the cup news, even though there wasn't a race. Points after race number 15, the rain postponed Monday race. They are currently Kyle Busch with 4 wins, Martin Truex and Brad Keselowski with 3 wins each, Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin with 2, and then Chase Elliott has 1, making up your drivers with a win you're in for the championship chase this far. All except Eric Jones is locked in at Gibbs Racing, by the way. So you have Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Denny Hamlin at Gibbs. There's your lock. Based on points beyond those six drivers is Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman. That's your top 10. Eric Almirola, 11th. Clint Bowyer, 12th. Daniel Suarez in 13th. So there's your three in a row from Stuart Haas Racing, 11th through 13th. William Byron, Kyle Larson, and Jimmy Johnson, they would be your 16 if the chase began right now. And they are not safe. That final 16 is extremely volatile. It comes and goes, comes and goes. They better quit peeking ahead and look in the rear-view mirror, because Ryan Newman is 17th, and we know he's ready to pounce at any time, just like on the track. The Cup Series had the weekend off and heads to California at Sonoma for their first road course of the year, Sunday, June 23rd, joined by the K&M West Pro Series 2, where I think it's their first road courses for that series. So just like watch that rearview mirror for Ryan Newman, watch your rear bumper for Haley Deegan in the game, K&M West Series. So I had some thing pulled up for an HRA. I did not make notes of it, and I really had no reason to, because not much has changed. So NHRA, Thunder Valley, Bristol, Mike Salinas, he snapped Steve Torrance's winning streak. He finally got that win after, I think he was second last week, and that was following his daughter's nasty wreck in the Pro Bike Series. So Mike Salinas knocked Steve Torrance off the top. Bob Tosca, haven't heard a lot about him except in the first round, second round, and maybe semifinals. He took Funny Car on Sunday. Pro Stock and Pro Stock Bike once again had the damn day off. And I don't know what NHRA thinks they're doing, but I'm getting a little tired of not covering all four major series. And that's why I said it's really not a big deal that I didn't get to pre-cap the NHRA properly. So the ARCA series, I'm gonna have to look up. The World of Outlaws was Knoxville Nationals, Knoxville, Iowa, obviously. And once again, I'm not going to say who won yet, because once again, Donnie Schatz is kind of falling off his rocker a little bit. He finished 15th in the main. So he's having trouble. He needs to step it up for Johnson. We're not going to be looking at the results like last year. So, anyways, dude, Brad Sweet got the top spot on Saturday, and then Logan Schuchert. He's looking good lately. He took second, and then third went to Darren Pittman. So We can take a quick look at fall series points as soon as it comes up. I think it's all box score, the way they're going to show it to me. So, yeah, Donnie Schatz still second in points, but he's going to have a long way to go if he's going to keep himself in that top 3, 4, 5 even. Needless to say, approaching first. And then Darren Pittman third, David Gravel fourth, and then Shukert, he's making a crawl back, slow and steady. Let's see. Let's go with... Oh, let's go with this. World of Outlaw Late Models. They're going to be up there by Britney's. So, my plan is to head up to Coon Rapids and catch a ride with Josh. There, I got to take a look at Ogilvy Speedway yesterday. Yes, it looks like a lot more professional speedway than I thought it was going to. It wasn't just some backwoods with the walls held up by trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a pretty cool facility. Ton of parking, too. I didn't imagine it was going to have that much parking. And I was told that they actually have people that have to park out on the town highway because there's not enough parking, which really was quite the surprise. So they're in a cool spot for that, and they said they can actually hear the races from their house. So yeah, one of these Saturdays.
Did you see it from their house?
Oh no, you can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not clay, I don't think. Could be. Mixture of red and black dirt, something like that. But
do they really have World of Outlaws, is there a limit to how small the track can be?
Are you kidding me? No.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I...
Well, there was a drag track, speaking of, that they put dirt on. World of Outlaws would drag down one side and then make the sharp, sharp, sharp turn and then come back the other way.
Yeah.
The drag strip owner was so proud of it, and I remember that. It was on like TNN or whatever on a Sunday night, and he was bragging about all the possibilities he's going to do with the facility. And it was embarrassing to even watch it because the guy was so full of crap. But no, there's... You got to imagine, Cedar Lake Speedway is is considered a third mile now. It used to be a half mile. One thing that was great about that was watching the World of Outlaws sprints lap that track at 10 point something seconds. And meanwhile, the guys at Elko were lapping it in the late models at, another 3 or 4 seconds. So 13, 14 seconds instead of the 10 point whatever seconds. You couldn't believe that there was human body in that car. Especially being able to handle the G-forces and just everything on a track that small. So. But yeah. So let's see. Where's World of Outlaws going next week. Let's take a quick peek just so we're up on our data. All I got to do is click schedule wherever the heck it is. Wait for it to load. Loading. Keep that computer loading. So, yeah, Knoxville Nationals were this previous weekend over Friday and Saturday. Dubuque Speedway on June 23rd is the next one. Is that right? I don't see one for... Huh. Interesting. So it looks like they're not back till Sunday. And then they're going to move to Beaver Dam Speedway after that. I remember that last year. That was kind of a sad moment. I mean, I said kind of, and I didn't mean it like that. That was where Jason Johnson lost his life too last year at Beaver Dam. So I'm sure there will be a lot of memorial festivities and whatnot as far as that goes. Let's fly through the IndyCar stuff. They obviously did not race this weekend. They'll be at Lake Elkhart next weekend. So, points after the previous race of the 2019 season, Joseph Newgarden in first. He is also a 2017 champion. And then Alexander Rossi, who really looks like he got it beat now, he's in second. Indy 500 winner Simon Pagenaud in third. He's been hanging on in the top five in points. Last year's champ Scott Dixon, fourth, and then Takuma Sato in fifth. I wanted to find something here because I know I noted this just so we can make fun of ourselves. Where the heck did it go? I cannot find our Dude, Who's Your Car segment.
Huh.
You remember who your pick was?
Yeah, I picked Sauter.
That's right. It was Sauter, and I picked Chastain to go back-to-back. Well,
yep.
Sauter took himself out of the race. And then Chastain, his crew took him out of the race. Yeah, that's I mean, God, I got all my... How the heck did that happen? Must have went to highlight it and then I accidentally deleted. But that's okay. You remembered. I didn't. Oh. One of these days, it's going to go the way that it's supposed to. So let's go on to Chipotle. I got to minimize some stuff here. Can't find what I need. I'm trying to get the results from ARCA. And not doing what I want it to. It is, you know, between NHRA, IndyCar, and ARCA, they are the worst kept sites. You can't just instantly grab information. You gotta click around, and then get there that way. Whereas NASCAR is so easy, even though they change their damn website every freaking year. We're going to do it this way. And then when I go to their standings, it's going to get difficult because, well, that's what it does. Even right now, I just want to pull up results, and it's trying to tell me when the last race was. And that was Friday. See, I'm making a complete ass out of myself. And the difference is I don't care tonight. I brought it up as the Checkers or Wreckers show on Speedway Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I added in, it's the Checkers or Wreckers plus Peckers. Because not those Peckers that you're probably thinking of, but it was birds. I had plenty of peckers on me yesterday, so that was kind of cool. I had the pictures to prove it. So looks like Chandler Smith won it, and then Michael Self in second, young guy Sam Mayer in third, Travis Braden in fourth, and Brett Holmes in fifth. I'm not seeing, there he is. Christian Eck is in seventh. He's going to have a little trouble making up ground in points.
Hmm.
Ty Gibbs, Joe Graff Jr., Corey Helm. Little Miss Haley, all the way back in 12th. So obviously she didn't send anyone out trying for a win. Maybe she tried to send somebody out and then ended up wrecking herself. You know, those are right. You know, there's a guy named Tim Richmond in the ARCA series.
Really? Huh.
Yes, there is. From Wisconsin.
Where's he at?
Yeah. What's that?
Where's he at in their standings?
Well, I haven't opened the standings yet. And I'm waiting for it. So, yeah, as far as points go, it's still Michael Self. It's still Brett Holmes in second. Still Travis Braden up there in third. Christian Eckes is hanging on in fourth, but he's going to have to make up some ground. And then Joseph Graff, of course, is up there in fifth. I thought I heard that Joseph Graff is actually a development-type driver for Childress. Not really sure. So, you were asking about Tim Richmond. I'm going to go digging here. He's actually ninth.
Oh!
Right behind Chandler Smith, who just won.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, Chandler Smith is eighth points, and then Tim Richmond. We'll do some digging around on him, see if he has any relation to the Tim Richmond.
Yeah.
And find out more about that. Multi-sports. I have no notes.
Yeah, I don't know the Twins score right now.
Matter of fact, I bet you the Twin scoreboard covers things much better than the frickin' ARCA or NHRA or IRL site. that's easy. So they are live right now, correct?
Oh, yeah.
don't know. They're playing defending champion Bo Sox.
Yes. 1-0 Bo Sox.
Okay. To let people know, we did win the series against them in 2016. We won the season series, but that's the only series we've won against them in the last 12 years. So, not a big shock.
Well, it's in the middle of the fourth, and a lot of time to make up some ground, but we do need to stop some of the bleeding. And yes, folks, I am a Minnesota Twins fan, so too bad. I know our buddy over at Talking in Circles is Clayton Caldwell. He's a New York Mets fan. And I get to follow the Mets by following his post. So that works. Yeah. As far as multi-sports, I really don't have much. I mean, if you want to talk about that, you still
the Lakes have lost four in a row.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Have not heard that for a while.
No. We are minus a captain or two. And
we are.
We'll see if Cheryl can pull it together and recruit a little more up-and-coming talent. I was under the impression that as well as her prodigy, whatever, Lindsay, and the previous coach, there was some debate because the previous coach of the Gophers wanted to make sure that she saw some of her recruits from their freshman year to their senior year, and it didn't work out that way, and that's when Lindsay came in, and whatever. So we already pretty much covered the dude who was your car.
Yeah, we did. Not
as
good
far
for
as
me.
Final laps, what?
Not good for me there.
By the way, folks, I've been wearing the Joe Mauer hat all night, and that has something to do with our victory lane. I've been wearing the Joe Mauer number 7 hat of his jersey that got retired. I'm going to dig through, if my computer lets me, dig through some previous notes of ideas that I didn't get to on final laps, and now the damn computer is slowing me down like a flat tire. Maybe I'll try it on my phone. Screw it. That always works. All right. Here goes my messenger. Hopefully I didn't put a bunch of stupid stuff in here. Well, it's always stupid stuff. But, Scott Speed. He caught a lot of crap in the Cup division. He was the teammate at Red Bull Racing. I actually got to see them down in Miami. So, he's been running the ARX series, the ARX Rallycross. One of the coolest things in the world. It's not as cool as the Robbie Gordon stuff, but it's still pretty cool. So they run partially on a paved road course and partially dirt, all kinds of dirt chicanes in intertwined, and it's pretty cool. Hey, have you seen any stuff about the record-setting Honda driver mower?
No.
It's the fastest lawnmower, seated mower, and in the book of records. So, not that much. They're just stupid little notes that I'm using to fill time, and we are going to bump soon. But first Stanley Cup in 51 years for the Blues. So that was on the roster, and then we talked about the Chase Elliott or Lead Elliott, and Mid-Ohio hosted the Scott Speed Rally Cross Series, so.
They should do a World of Outlaws at that airport.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't have ever had.
No, I think it would almost... Do you think it would almost be a little unsafe?
Like I said, I've been saving something for people in the know. I'm talking about if race car drivers using temporary circuits at an airport. Think it's too bumpy. Can you imagine what it would do to a plane?
Oh.
All right. I think we're going to meet the end of it, and it's only an hour and 7 minutes in, but I have had a busy 24 hours, if not more. Partying on the farm kind of does that to you. And so it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up. And I got pictures to show for it on my Facebook page. It's kind of a toss-up between, is it victory lane to me this time? I got to go and hold some baby geese. I had three goats just hanging there, kind of, you know, giving me headbutts, and I give them headbutts back, and I got to film them. But I had these little chicken turkey looking things, whatever, that actually let me pick them up, and then I got to go over to Ogilvy Speedway and check it out, and we got to do some grilling. And I mean, to me, that's victory lane to me. But that's just about me. So
you
I'm going to have to hand
it
off to the retirement of Joe Mauer's jersey.
You know,
no?
being there, it was mellow. And I got to admit, I kind of like the fact that other players didn't talk except for Justin, you know, Morneau talked, and I was really hoping that Morneau would be the only one that would talk, because that was his best friend on the team, and Justin is still underrated, oh my god, but yeah, give it to Mauer, because, you know, the last 2 years of his career, he started to really pick it up, you know, and I think he still had some juice left. still, which, and he ended his career on a 9-game hitting streak, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still going to give it to myself. I got to hang out on a farm and with my grandchildren and everything for Father's Day. Now that's victory lane to me, but all right. I think, yes, I think I'm going to, I'm going to put a wrap and bump out and,
all right,
get some sleep for myself before, what day is it? It's Monday. So get some sleep before Thursday and properly prep a show. Hey, you know what the 3 P's or the 5 P's or the 7 P's are?
No.
Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Hmm.
You never heard that?
I probably have.
It comes from another P, production. So it comes from sound and lighting production. So, yeah, proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. So, there was no proper preparation put into this show tonight. I just did it because, well, I wanted to brag about hanging out on the farm at my daughter's. That just kicks ass. So, if you don't like the fact that I intertwine that with the Joe Maurer Victory Lane thing, bite me. I should sound
bothered.
I should. There's that one. I'd have to figure out what movie it's from. Bite me, and just soundbite that. Put it on my clip. It's less than 7 seconds. They can't sue me.
I've heard
less than 7 seconds.
I've heard bite me in a few movies. I've been told it. Not for a while, but
yeah, and being that I was hanging out with Brittany bite me, and her goat tried to, I didn't let it.
It's actually going to
contribute to her for letting me hang out with her goats. We're gonna use something that we haven't used in a long time.
Finally, the show is over.
So there's my little thank you to Brittany and the grand buddies and Josh for toting me all over the place and making this weekend happen. Hey, we'll be back on Thursday. I'm back on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central time. For those that don't realize we're from Minnesota, you know, if you can't figure out that it's Central Time when we sit there and ramble on about Joe Maurer, I'm not sure that I have to fill in the blanks there, because if you didn't get it at Joe Maurer, you probably ain't going to get it at Central Time. You had me at hello. All right, so for Captain Kurt, I am Crew Chief Q. We are only an hour and 15 minutes in, so I guarantee you nobody got bored to death because we shortened up the show tonight. So we'll talk to you on Thursday.